in blissful loving pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. Krishna is the one who reciprocates love with the gopis.
Krishna is the one,
and he is the lifter of Govardhan Hill. He is the son of Mother Yashoda, and he is the attractive darling of all of Braja. He can always be seen playing in the garden groves on the banks of the Yamuna River. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Tulaya malavena pi. Na swargam na punarbhavam. Bhagavat sangi sangasya. Martyanam kim utai shishaha. Tulayama lavena pi.
Tulayama lavena pi.
Na sargam na punarbhavam.
Na sargam na punarbhavam.
Bhagavat sangi sangasya. Martyanam kim uta shishaha. Tulayamam lavena pi. Na swargam na punarbhavam. Bhagavat sangi sangasya. Martyanam kim uta shishaha. Please chant.
We compare
love. Navena.
Navena.
With a moment.
With a moment.
Api.
Api.
Even.
Even.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Swargam.
Attainment of the heavenly planets.
Attainment of the heavenly planets.
Na.
Na.
Not. Apunabhavam. Merging into the Brahman effulgence. Bhagavat. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sanghi. With associates. Sangasya. Of association. Martyanam. Of persons who are destined to die. Kim Uta.
How much less?
Ashishaha. Benedictions. Translation. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets, or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. I say, you say. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee
cannot be compared
to being transferred to the heavenly planets, or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. Purport. The great saint Prabodhananda Saraswati, a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, has stated, Kaivalyam narakayate tridasha pur akasha pushpayate. For a pure devotee, Kaivalya, or merging into the existence of Brahman, the Brahman effulgence, is no better than living in hell. Similarly, he considers promotion to heavenly planets, Tridasapur, just another kind of phantasmagoria. In other words, a pure devotee does not place much value in the destination of the karmis, the heavenly planets, or in the destination of the gyanis, merging into Brahman effulgence. A pure devotee considers a moment's association with another pure devotee to be far superior to residing in a heavenly planet or merging in the Brahman effulgence. The topmost benediction for those who are living in this material world and are subjected to the repetition of birth and death, transmigration, is association with pure devotees. One should search out such pure devotees and remain with them. That will make one completely happy, even though living in this material world. This Krishna conscious movement is started for that purpose. A person who is overly affected materially may take advantage of this movement and become intimately associated with it. In this way, the confused and frustrated inhabitants of this material world may find the highest happiness in association with devotees. Om Gyanatrim Randasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Uttanyena Taishmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhuttale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchikalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare. So the genie has come out of the bottle. If the genie comes out of the bottle, what will you ask for? We have lists, long lists. There's a whole religious movement called Buddhism that deals with desire and the so-called elimination of desire, as if such a thing is possible. Here, in these prayers of the Prajetas, we see what almost looks like all elimination of desire, practically speaking. But there is desire. The source of the material world is not a nothing, it's a something. He's a something. The source of the creation, the source of the cosmic manifestation, the source of us has to be something like us. Not totally like us, but something like us. So, kada chikalindi Tata vipina sangita taralo muda biri nari vadana kamalasvata marupaha Rama shambhu brahma maragati ganesha chitapado Jagannath swami nayana pathgami. The word taralo means he fervently means with great desire. He wants something. Sometimes Lord Jagannath, he fervently plays his flute on the bank of the Yamuna River. He is like a bumblebee. He wants to blissfully taste the lotus-like faces of the Braja gopis. In the Vaishnava conception, God is full of desire. How can the creator of this world not be full of desire? Take a look around. One time Prabhupada was speaking in Los Angeles and he said, Krishna is not lusty. He dances with all the gopis. He's not lusty. Okay, but if he is lusty, he is supremely lusty. Because he doesn't dance just with one gopi or five gopis or 10 gopis or 8 gopis. He dances with unlimited millions and trillions of gopis. So if he's lusty, he's unlimitedly lusty. So being a part and parcel of him, how can we have no desire? Huh? He's made all of us. Every single person here and all the living entities in the material world is made by Him. Created by Him in the material world. It's not that we're actually created, actually. This is a whole other topic matter. But we emanate from Him. Just like as soon as the sun, there's the sunshine. As soon as there's Krishna. And when you're talking about Krishna, you cannot say as soon as. Because Krishna always was and He always will be. So, but for our own understanding, we have to say as soon as. Because we're caught in the inferior nature where time is predominates. And so therefore, we have to say as soon as. So as soon as there's Krishna, for our understanding, then immediately there are the living entities. So, and the living entities are exactly like a little molecule of sunshine has all the properties of the sun. It has heat and light, but only in a very, very small quantity. Similarly, a drop of the ocean water has the same chemical constitution of the entire ocean, only in small desire and only in small quantity. So therefore, it is impossible for us to be desireless at any stage of our existence. But here, the pujetas are manifesting pure desire. And what is the pure desire of the living entity? What is the fundamental base, primordial desire of the living entity? It has to be the same primordial desire of God. And what is the primordial desire of God? He wants to blissfully taste the lotus-like faces of the Vrajagopis. What does this mean? This means, of course, this is the highest, topmost manifestation of God's desire. But God has a desire. And what is that desire? The desire is for relationship. And so we have a desire. We have the same desire because we are a spark of God. Our desire is for relationship. Unbroken, eternal, blissful, unending relationship. Is such a thing found in this material world? Such a thing is found only in our relationship with God. So therefore, the pujetas are praying, I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this, I don't want that, forget about this, forget about that, forget about this, and forget about that. But there is one thing that I do want. I want a relationship with you. My spiritual master, His Grace Ravindra Swarup, told me one time, he told me that bhakti yoga means repairing a relationship and we're the ones at fault. It's hard to take. Because we think here in the material world that it's God who's at fault. I'm the good guy. He's the bad guy. This is the general tendency of everyone in the material world. Ichcha dvesha samuddena advanva mohena bharata sarabhutani samoham sarge yante pranatapa. O Skyana Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all the living entities in this material world, they are born into delusion. They come here confused. Om Jnana Trimarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshara Umilitanyena by Taishmaish. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. But the pure devotee, spiritual master, he opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. He let me see the reality. This is what happens with the moment's association with a pure devotee. He lets you, the association of devotees lets you see the reality. So I was born in the darkness of ignorance, but my spiritual master, he opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. All the living entities in this material world were born into delusion. We are overcome by the duality of desire and hate. And in the purport to this very important verse in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada tells us exactly what that desire is and what exactly that hatred is. And the desire is that we want to be God. We want to be the supreme controller. We want to be the one that's worshipped. Everything that God is, we want to be. And that's a bad thing. But that's almost inexcusable, at least in my view, and almost an excusable fault. But the fault that really propels us into this material world, the fault that really brings us down deep into this material world is this fault. And that fault is that we hate God because he's God. We hate Krishna because he's Krishna. Now you may say, no, not me. Not me. Huh? I'm a good guy. I'm a good lady. I'm a good person. I love God. But then the question goes, so what's the symptom that you don't love God? What is the symptom that you don't love God? Is there a symptom? And the symptom is that you're sitting in a material body. This is the symptom. Because those people who love God, they're not here. They're not in the material world. As soon as you attain pure love of Godhead, you go back to Godhead. So we know, if my spiritual master hasn't lied to me, that bhakti yoga means repairing a relationship, and I'm at fault. If he hasn't lied to me, then the onus is on us. Dvavi ma purusha loke kshara chakshara eva cha kshara ha savani bhutani kutosta kshara uchite. There are two classes of beings. There is the fallible and then there is the infallible. In the material world, every living entity is fallible. And in the spiritual world, all the living entities are called infallible. Why are they infallible? Because they don't have this desire. The desire to be God, and they don't have the desire, the hatred for God, because he happens to be God. So my spiritual master has told me that this is the fundamental problem in the material world. And therefore, when you take care of this problem, When you turn on this light switch, when you take care of this problem, then all your other problems are solved.
Then all your other
Now the question goes here. The question here. Now the question goes here. The genie has come out of the bottle.
Now the question goes here. The genie has come out of the bottle.
He says to the Pujatas, I'll give you whatever benediction you want.
To the Pujatas, I'll give you whatever.
You can have whatever you want.
You can have whatever you want.
And here, in this particular verse,
and here,
they're saying that out of all the wantable things in the material world,
the most desirable thing out of everything is the association with the pure. Do you believe?
Okay, we got one believe. Anybody else believe? We got two believes. Okay.
You believe?
We got two believes.
You believe? We got two believes.
Oh, man. I'm really simple. Because I find that a little bit hard to take. Sudabhaka means a pure devotee. 100% out. 100% devotee sold to the Lord. The dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee, Vajana Anuskula, this is very conducive to the worship of God. If one can get the dust of pure devotee. But then the next verse goes, the next half of the verse goes, Bhakata Seva Parama City. That the Parama City, that the supreme perfection, is service to the Vaishnava. Now here we have Prabodhananda Saraswati. We can look at the desire tree of the Vedic literatures. Everything from material enjoyment in this material world. Material enjoyment in the heavenly planets merging into Brahman are offered. And they all seem like really great benedictions. Parama City, the supreme perfection. There's Lagama City, becoming lighter than the
perfection. There's Lagama City, becoming lighter than the
Prapti City. This would be a really good city. Just imagine, you can reach anywhere in the universe and bring any item from anywhere in the universe into your presence. Where one can influence people and make them do whatever you want. How many would like that? Raise your hand. Oh, okay. We got a few truthful people. It's pretty nice. But in this prayer by Bhaktivinoda, and we can go down the cities. There's a city where you can create a planet as you like.
Create a planet as you like.
Create a planet. planet. Just as a quick aside, was anybody who have a watch, if you have a watch, somebody has a watch? Anybody who have a watch, you have a watch, can you just wave your hand to me when it's 10 minutes of 9?
Can you just wave your hand to me when it's 10 minutes of 9?
What time is it now?
8:35.
So I have to go a little faster. So here, in this, so, and then, Prabodhananda Saraswati, the verse is quoted, or even the great, Purusharthas, the great goals of the Vedas, are being summarily dismissed. And the association of pure devotees is being said to be the highest destination. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the supreme city out of all the cities is Seva to the Vaishnavas. Out of all the cities, it's the Parama city. The supreme city. Nothing, no perfection is greater than the supreme city. But then he gives us a little hint why. Bhakata Seva Parama City Prema Latit Karamula. Because service to the Vaishnavas is the tender root of the creeper of bhakti. Bhakti is the supreme perfection of the living entity. And why is it the supreme perfection of the living entity? And because it repairs the relationship which brought us here in the material world in the first place. And you can repair this relationship through the association of the Paramahamsa devotees of the Lord.
Through the devotees of the Lord,
this relationship gets repaired. When the relationship is repaired, then you're cruising. Then everything's okay. And it doesn't really matter where you are. Whether you're in the material world or in the spiritual world, it does not really matter. When the relationship is repaired, it's repaired. Samoham sarvabhute nami dveshtopstinapriya ye bhajanti tuma bhaktya mai te teshi chapyaham. I envy no one. I am not partial to anyone. I am equal to all, Krishna says.
I am not partial to anyone.
Ye bhajanti two means but. This is a big but. But whoever renders devotional service unto me, he is a friend. He is in me, and so I am a friend to him. This is my idea of why this is considered the top.
This is my idea of why
to get the association of a pure devotee of the Lord. Because through that association, we can correct or repair the fundamental mistake. That brought us deep within this material world. Whereas these other goals of the Vedas, the goals like merging into Brahman and going to the heavenly planets, they're not going to repair that relationship. I just learned a new verse. It's in relation to what I'm saying right now. It's a verse about the holy name. It's a really beautiful verse. I said it to Rajendananda the other day. And I like it so much. And I don't know how much time I have, so I want to at least hit this verse, because it's a new verse, and I'm finding it very, very interesting. And I think it's appropriate that I say this verse, because the first word in this sloka is Tulaya. So I want you to listen to the Sanskrit of this sloka. So it is, it's a requirement that when you end class, you should end it sweetly. So I want you to listen to the Sanskrit of the sloka, and it's very beautiful. Sanskrit. And it also gives us a hint. And it, what are the problems with cities? Not the Parma city mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but what are the problems with cities, the desire for city? And what are the problems with Gyan? The desire to merge into Brahman through the process of Gyan. So I will say the verse now and you can listen to it. Very beautiful.
So I will say the verse now.
It's written by Sridhar Swami, the original commentator of the Srimad. The verse goes, Gyanam Asti Tulitam Cha Tulayam Prema Naiva Tulitam
Prema
Tutulaya Siddhir Eva Tulitatta
Siddhir Eva
Tulitatra Tulaya
Siddhir Eva Tulitatra
Krishna Nama Tulitam Na
Krishna Nama.
So the word Tulayam means a scale, just like a scale that you see in the music.
Scale.
And the word tulayam means to compare. Like here we have the word tulayam.
Tulayam means to compare.
We compare.
Like we have the word tulayam.
So we're comparing things, different cities.
We compare.
So we're comparing things. So here, the first word is gyanam asti. The asti means opulence.
The first word is
so the opulence is of gyan. The opulence is of understanding Vedic gyan. Gyanam asti, tulitam, cha tulayam. This can be weighed, and this can be compared.
This can be weighed.
Then it says, prema naiva, but pure love for God. Prema, certainly not.
Love for God.
Prema,
tulitam,
certainly not.
Tutulam,
but prema,
tulitam,
is certainly not. It cannot be weighed. And it cannot be compared. And then it says, Siddha Eva. Siddha means the perfection of the mystic yogi, yoga system, some of the siddhas that I mentioned. So Siddha Eva, certainly Siddha. Not only certainly Siddha, but
certainly
Siddha Eva,
not only certainly
Siddha,
but
Siddha Eva, Tulatra. Atra means other things. Siddha Eva Tulitatra Tulayam. It can even be compared to other things and way.
It can even be compared to
but Krishna. The chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna. Tulitam. It cannot be way na tulayam, nor can it be compared.
It cannot way.
So this is the basic Sanskrit. And the the translation goes like this: that the opulences of the mystic yoga system,
the
perfection of the mystic yoga system, and get the opulence, to obtain the opulence of Vedic wisdom. These two things, they can be compared to one another.
These two things,
and they can be compared to other things within this material world.
And they can be compared to other things.
We've said, mentioned the opulence of becoming smaller than the smallest. Well, the material scientists can do that. They can look through their microscopes. And they can become smaller than the smallest and see down to the atoms. So these things can be compared to other things within this material world. But Krishna Nama, The name of Lord Krishna,
Krishna Nam,
and Krishna Prema, actually,
Krishna,
actual love for God.
Krishna Prema, actually,
these things have no comparison to anything within the entire material universe. These things are beyond our experience within this material world. These things can never be weighed on the scale of mundane
experience.
So, the association with a pure devotee of the Lord,
the association,
even a moment's association, cannot be compared to anything within this material world. Because it can give us these two things, Krishna Nam and Krishna And when you have these two things, it doesn't matter whether you're in the material world or you're in the spiritual world.
It doesn't matter.
You are in the spiritual
world. In the material world or you're in the spiritual world.
So this is the perfection of desire. It's not that we can erase desire. That the perfection of desire is when you desire only God, only Krishna, only God's service, and you do not want anything else. How much time we have? Okay, to finally, I'll just quote one or two more verses to back up what I just said. Navaya che rajam nacha kanyaka manikya vivavam Na yache ham ramyam. Na yache ham ramyam shakala janam. Shakala janam means all men. Shakalam janam varavadu sada kale kale pranatha patina gita charito jagannath the swami nayana pathagami. I have no desire for a kingdom. I do not want wealth. I do not want jewels. I do not even want an excellent and beautiful little goddess of fortune running around my house. A desire, by the way, that's desired by all men. But so he doesn't want this, he doesn't want that, he doesn't want this, he doesn't want that. Does that mean he wants nothing? No. Sada kale kale, time and time again, always. I just like Lord Shiva, I want the glories of Lord Jagannath to be constantly vibrating from my mouth. And I want him to always be the object of my vision. Varam deva moksha na moksha vadim va. Varam deva. Oh great God! It's funny. After explaining the very intimate, how do you say, if you know this prayer by Satyavratamuni, the Dhammadharastika, almost everyone knows it. After explaining the very intimate pastimes of Lord Krishna as Balagopal in Vrindavan, and then explaining how the Krishna has appeared to eliminate, to show the resonance of Vaikuntha that he's overwhelmed just by pure loving devotion, and that they shouldn't be attracted to the Aishvarya features of God. He says, Varam Deva. He says, oh great God. So that's because the cup of the liquid of Madhurya is held within the cup of Aishvarya. This is a whole other subject matter. We won't go there right now. So he says, Varam Deva Moksha. You can give everything. Oh great God, you are able to give everything. Varamdeva moksha na moksha. I don't want to be merged into Brahman. Na moksha vidimba. I do not want to live in Vaikuntha. Spiritual desire. Na moksha vidimba na chanyam grinhe har pareshara piha. I do not even want any I do not want any perfection that can be attained by following the nine processes of devotional service. Especially why I'm here in Vrindavan, he says. Because Satyavrata Muni, he chanted these prayers to Narada Muni while he was in Vrindavan. So, especially why I'm here in Vrindavan, I don't want anything, any of these things. But then what does he want? Does he want nothing? Idam teva purnatha gopala bala sadam emanasya virastam kim anyai kim anyai sada. I ask only one thing, that your beautiful form as a baby, a cowherd boy baby, this beautiful, innocent, beautiful form that you have manifested in Vrindavan, may it always be present within my mind. I do not want anything else. So, this is the gift of the pure devotee. The gift of the pure devotee is he enables us to reestablish our lost relationship with God, with Krishna. And when that relationship is established and regained, and we're the ones at fault, it's not up to him, it's up to us, then immediately every other possible desire that one can have is immediately fulfilled. And this happens all the time when God appears. Tell me when my time's up. This happens all the time when God appears. We can't imagine such a thing. That, you know, when Dhruva, he was desiring these incredible material opulences that even go beyond the opulences of Lord Brahma, his great-grandfather. How is such a thing possible? But as soon as the Lord appeared to him, he said, hey, you know, like, can we erase what I've been desiring, please? Can we rewind the film, please? Because now that I see you, I realize that everything that I've wanted is only like a broken piece of glass. It's worthless. So, this is what happens in the presence of God. We can't imagine a state because we're so full of desire. We're so full of unfulfilled, frustrated desire. We're so full of wants and needs and greeds. Anger, because we can't get there. That we can't imagine a state of coming to the end of that. And the end of that happens when you're in the presence of the Lord, of Krishna. When you're in the presence of the Lord, then the plug is put back into the outlet. The spark is rejoined with the fire. And then, I finally came to the end of it. The end of wanting. What a relief. I finally have come to the end of wanting and the end of unfulfilled desire. Wouldn't that be nice? I have no idea what that means. But it would be really nice if I could stop wanting and desiring and just come to the end of it all, the longing, the longing that propels us and propels us and pushes us and propels us. You know what I'm talking about? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You know? Yeah, sort of, kind of. I want, give me, I want, give me, I want, I give me. If we can come to a point where that ends and there's complete, total satiation, that's called Krishna consciousness. Okay? All right. I think we're good. Okay, I hope I didn't bore anybody, which is the supreme fault if you're giving class. There's no fault worse than boring anybody. If there's anyone has any questions, comments, anyone? Okay, agenda. Loudly, please. What? Yeah, sure. Comment is great, but make it loud. Or if you want to, come make it in the microphone.
Thank you very much. Very nice class. Thank you very much. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the intervening distance between us and the lotus feet of the Lord is the amount of want and the amount of desire. Want and not want. Like and not like.
Yeah. Yes. You know, there's also another thing that can be considered. Let's consider that God is fair. How about that one? Let's just consider that everything that's happening to us, no matter how horrific, and every heartbreak that we've endured and suffered, and every penny that we've earned and every penny that got stolen from us, and every tear we shed and every person who we've made shed tears, let's just assume that God is fair, huh? And that we're getting what we deserve. Exactly. The Shastras say we are. And so therefore, let's stop the war on God. Let's stop our complaining. It's fair. No matter where you're, no matter what you're sitting in, Indian body, it's what my body, woman body, dog body, cat body, and whatever happens to the body is fair. And stop complaining. And get on with the business of life, which is to reestablish our lost relationship with Krishna. Let's assume that God is not a bad guy. And that he's dealing with us fairly. And he's trying to deliver us. The Shastra says that's what he's trying to do. So let's assume that the Shastras are not lying to us. And then go about our life in that way. Okay? All right, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.